This is Sunlight Medicine of the Soul. In your time being here, in this space where we breathe, where we imagine, where we envision, where we create, what is something that you have always wanted to do and always wanted to dream of? Look into that. Look into that hunger where it began long, long ago. This is just not a space where we put ourselves down, but that tends to happen. It's not just us putting us down, it's just other programming that we have learned throughout our past. We record from moment by moment to conversation to conversation. We program ourselves and we interpret, and then we adjust what we want to become. And in this biggest hour of who we are, we become that of what we need to be. And then we adjust. We shapeshift throughout the day. Where is our needs? What is our wants? Right? I'm hungry. You start eating something that you need to sustain yourself. But the awareness is that we are becoming more conscious. When we become more conscious of what we want to start certain things, valuing certain experiences, it becomes more apparent. Do we want to change to the places of, like, we want to change, but there are certain things that hold us back to change. And when we want to change, is a place of being, a place of embodiment, and a place of alignment. How do we get there? I don't think we have to worry about how do we get there. Is what are the decisions that makes us feel embodied to that experience? I want a healthy body. I want a healthy mind. I want a healthy stretch for my back, or I want a healthy business practice. I want a healthy relationship. I want a healthy this. I want. This is naturally how sometimes the mind can go through these waves. And if we just sit back and observe, we can consciously be aware of what we choose, who we are going to shapeshift into. And it all comes down to self-worth. We are worthy to reprogram ourselves. We are worthy of transformation. We are worthy of transforming our beings into a place of embodiment, the archetype of what we want to amplify. We're amplifying our life. Why? Because we have a certain awareness that there's a potential wanting to shapeshift within us. It's not like a separate entity. It is a vision embodiment that you are manifesting yourself into. You're transforming yourself into experience where you're aiming towards to. And sometimes it takes a while to get there. Why? Because we have such distractions in this world. But again, that's an excuse. So when we have distractions, most of it is the distractions that we have are in our minds. If we start slowing down and becoming aware of ourselves, coming back into our beings, coming back into the original state of, I I want to say homeostasis, but balance. And that harmony is well deserved within you and everyone around you. And this is why going to nature is so soothing, because it teaches us that it's in harmony. What and where else in my life I am not harmony, or where am I in my life that is not harmonious inside my being, inside the inner world of my soul, in the inner world of my mind? Where am I not being harmonious? And that's the question. Where in my life I am not being harmonious? Where in my life am I having balance in my life so that I can be that embodiment that I want to desire to live out in my life? And it all comes down to writing things down, really verbalizing and talking about it. That's why therapy is so awesome. And you're able to reflect. So what type of reflections that you have, that you see within yourself, that you're able to map out and say, these are certain things I don't need, and these are other things that I want to instill in my life, but I'm not there yet. So taking steps to that archetype that you want to shapeshift into. And this is all high thinking. This is all high understanding about how you look at your narratives and your life, the narrative of your life. This is poor me. How can I switch myself from poor me to a happy me or balanced potential me? Right? Which narrative do you want to pick? The poor me or a potential archetype me? And this has nothing to do with being ego or being selfish, but it's all about how you are impacting yourself and your world inside yourself. And then you shapeshift to understand that the potential you is always waiting for you all the time. And sometimes the potential you will embody you by moments throughout your life. And sometimes, like, how come I'm not always like this? This is my potential. And the thing is that it's always there. It never leaves. You see, this is the most amazing thing, is that once you start realizing your potential, it will be there. Once you start calling in into that new upgraded program that is the potential you, you can start shape-shifting into that. Again, that takes steps, really minute steps into that being. And you will notice this throughout your whole life, since you were born until now, and understanding that when you were programmed and when you're able to unprogram certain programs, some certain programs are hardwired, and you have to really look into those programs to say, what can I do to unprogram myself? And that is a new step. It's like working out a muscle. You go to the gym 4 days out of the week. You work on certain muscles in your body, but you're working out the muscle in your mind to say, I'm going to go to the gym, and that's what I need to do. I want to write a page a day of words, and I'm practicing my writing and my skills of creativity, and it will flow. And within, you write one page a day, and then guess what? You are writing 2 pages a day. So it's really taking much effort to help yourself into that space. And that space will help you immensely. You start working that muscle so that you can shapeshift into the potential you, your higher self. So through that whole process, isn't have and require one thing: discomfort, working through what works and what doesn't work, and what is going to be instilled in your life, and how are you going to unprogram that and reprogram what is really in most harmonious state of mind that you can be. So, I appreciate you listening. Follow me on Instagram, the_blissful. And thank you for listening to the podcast. And this is a little short, but this is also inspired through the grace of my potential self. And every moment that we go through, it is awesome to be in, because we are discovering the greatness of this universe within us. Bye.